Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off all over the world.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Do you hear them down in Ole Miss? Hottie toddy. They drinking hottie toddy. All right. The Grove is a bunch of drunks down there going crazy because they can't win a game. They can't close, brother. They got their Gators smack them all upside the head in the swamp.
Yes.
Ole Miss, hey, goodbye, Ole Miss. You're done for the year.
They are. That's it. They're no longer in contention. This is what I've been talking about all college football season, is that the SEC eats the SEC. We've seen another one happen today with the Big Ten eating the Big Ten, but that's what's going to happen when you have these power conferences getting more and more powerful. There are going to be teams with three losses that are arguably teams that deserve to be in that playoff, but it's going to be a hard argument to make when you've got a BYU with no losses. You got these teams with,
well,
with one and no losses.
Today. I mean, they got beat. Arizona State beat them again today.
BYU?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one, Eddie. I'm not paying attention to BYU football. Before we go to break, let me pull back the veil a little bit. It is Saturday night, and Eddie and I are recording the show. Most of the listeners can probably tell, if you're listening on Sports Byline or the Armed Forces Radio Network, you can tell that we are not doing this show live until the powers that be allow us to do this show live. It's always going to be recorded. So if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, you're listening to it as fresh as you can possibly get it. Unfortunately, I am on a top secret mission this coming week, so I'm not available to record on the evening that we usually record. So Eddie and I are doing this early so we can get it out to you guys. We weren't going to miss a week for the listeners. We're going to talk about college football and the things that have happened up till Saturday. So we're going to be short a little bit on the NFL. We're going to be short a little bit on any breaking news that happens pretty much this entire week, because this show won't air live until next weekend. Subscribe to the podcast. But listen, we'll talk more about that after this on Mouthing Off all over the world.
Mouthing Off all over the world.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottles so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
I'm always sad when Black Friday's over. Until I remember the cyber deals at Kohl's. I just went and found savings you don't want to miss. Like 40% off floor care fines, 50% off party ready styles, 50% off women's boots, and 50% off beauty faves. Plus, score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. And get 20% off some of your fines at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 2nd. Coupons do not apply to floor care and party ready styles. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know what makes me sick is the New York football Giants. How in the hell can you screw up a number one draft choice in 2019 and you just release him because he asked you to? And you get nothing for him.
Well,
that's sad.
I'll say this. What has happened, I believe, and it took a very long time, is that a Giants executive and a Jets executive must have passed by each other in the hall in the Meadowlands, and they caught whatever the Jets have. They caught the Jets disease. And now they're suffering from it.
Osmosis. Yes. You know, osmosis.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about actually the fact that the Jets are trying to bring in a cure for that particular disease. But before we do that, I got to talk about our good friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
I couldn't have said it better. He's 5-star. Lenny DePaul. Go see Lenny and Odark 30.
You know, you say you couldn't say it better, and I have to agree with you. Typically, I would give you the pat on the back and say, Eddie, you definitely could say it better, but I love Odark 30 so much that I have made it my mission in life to be able to read that as best as humanly possible, and I've gotten pretty darn good at it. So Daniel Jones...
Yeah, you got real good. I thought sure you'd be having it memorized by now. You're such a friggin' genius, you know.
I have it memorized, but I still read it just because it comes off better if I'm reading it. I never mess it up. We're talking about my inside baseball a little bit too much here. Let's talk about the Giants outside football for a minute. Here's the thing about Daniel Jones. You and I were talking before the show about how they're getting nothing in return for Daniel Jones, and I disagree with you.
Number one draft choice.
Yeah, I disagree with you there. What they're getting is addition by subtraction. They're subtracting Daniel Jones, who was unhappy. They benched him. He's clearly not the guy. Is it his fault? I don't know. There has been a history, especially in the last couple of years, of guys going to different teams and having success. So it just was where they landed was the problem, as opposed to the quarterback themselves. So Daniel Jones could potentially go somewhere else and be very successful. It's not his fault. It's not the Giants' fault. Just didn't work there. And also, when you go through something like this in life, and I'm sure there's a history of this that we didn't see, I always think about Kurt Warner and the fact that he's bagging groceries in St. Louis, playing for an AFL team, probably getting like a $20,000 a year salary from the AFL team. And then he gets to the NFL and he's got that memory of how bad things can be, where a kid like Daniel Jones, his entire life has been the cream of the crop everywhere he's gone. He was in high school, he was the quarterback, he was a stud, everybody loved him. He goes to college, he's a stud, everybody loves him. He goes to the New York Giants, signs a big deal, he's a first round draft pick, everybody loves him, he's awesome. So this kid has faced very little football adversity. I don't know what's gone on in his personal life, but football adversity has not hit him yet. Now he's dealing with the adversity, and that makes a better man. Adversity always, when you have to come back from something, it always makes a better man. And that has been happening a lot, and hopefully that will happen for Daniel Jones. The Giants, however, have moved on from his four-year $160 million contract. So they are saving a ton of money, and they are going to be able to spend that somewhere else. Where they spend it, I don't know, but we can't talk about that, but we can talk about
where... Well, I'll tell you a good fit for Daniel Jones.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, where's he going to go?
Right off the bat would be the perfect fit for him right now, and a team that needs a starting quarterback would be the Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay, they definitely... That would be a great place for him to land, because I know that everybody on the planet that's involved with the NFL wants the Las Vegas franchise to succeed.
And one of his owners is Tom Brady.
Yeah, I don't know how much Tom's going to be showing up and talking to the quarterbacks, but the
not much. I will not let him.
I'm a huge NHL fan, and I spare you all the NHL talk, because I know that NHL fandom in the United States is not enough of a percentage for us to talk about it on a regular basis. But the Vegas Golden Knights came in, and they were in the Stanley Cup final the first year of their existence, because the NHL basically changed all the rules about how a franchise that moved, or expansion franchise, got their players. So all of these teams moved on from their aging veterans. So they basically got a little bit over the hill all-star team in Vegas. If the NFL could have done the same thing, they would have. They want the Las Vegas Raiders to succeed. And if Daniel Jones can be the guy to do it, that would be good for him and good for them. You have a lot of teams on this. Let's go over them, Eddie.
Well, you got the Cowboys. That's a gimme. They don't have a quarterback. I don't even know if you brought in a real good quarterback, he's going to survive with the Cowboys. Their line is so bad right now. It's just sad.
That is the most important thing when it comes to quarterbacking, is having your flank covered. And it seems as though Dallas is not covering the flank. But here's the thing. Is Daniel Jones better than Cooper Rush? Most likely. Is he more salvageable than Dak Prescott at this point? Most likely. So he could do well in Dallas, but you're right. If you're getting tackled in the backfield every play, then you're not going to succeed.
Well, it's hard
succeed.
To throw the ball when you're looking at the lights. And yes, that means you're on your back.
Yeah.
And I tell you, a good place would be, Purdy's shoulders hurt right now. The 49ers would be a great place for him to land.
That one I liked the most on this list, because of the fact that Purdy is a quarterback who won't lose the game for you. He's been a good quarterback in San Francisco, and I don't see him as an upper echelon guy that would go to any franchise and be a stud. I see him as a guy who is on a team that has a lot of weapons, a good defense, and all you have to do is not throw 10 picks and you're going to be able to win with the 49ers. Purdy has filled that role quite well. Mr. Irrelevant, so clearly nobody saw him coming. Daniel Jones could be plugged into that offense and do well, but what happens when Brock Purdy comes back?
He just has to sit his little ass back on the bench. I mean, that's just the way it is, because that's Purdy's team, man.
Yeah.
You know, and Purdy's a great quarterback. I'd rather have him than Daniel Jones.
I agree.
That's just me. And, you know, I'm just talking about a fit right now.
Yeah. You have
and he would help the Niners. See, the Niners need a QB because Purdy's shoulder is hurt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he could ease right in and listen to Kyle Shanahan. Well, look what Shanahan did to Arnold with the Vikings. That was the greatest time he ever spent with a football team. He learned more with Kyle Shanahan than anybody ever.
That's a great point. And Jones could move on in the offseason and go somewhere else and have the learning experience. Yeah. So San Francisco's
you
a place where he could
be a good place for him to go.
Where's that?
And I know they just gave him the keys to the building and everything is Aaron Rodgers, but the Jets, when Rex Ryan takes back over for the Jets, He would be a perfect quarterback for Rex Ryan.
All right. You're jumping ahead. You're jumping ahead on me, which is fine. But let's put a pin in that right now. The other team that you have on here that makes sense to me is the Cleveland Browns. They just came out.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I'm sorry. No. Sorry, Danny boy. But the Cleveland Browns could use your services. Would it be good for you? Probably not. But they are in need. We're going to talk about them a little bit too later on in this segment or the next.
Well, you know, Jeff, that would really help the city of Cleveland have more king crab.
because they could get rid of Jameis Winston and he wouldn't be.
Yeah, because he'll snatch. He is known to steal some king crab.
Can you get king crab out of Lake Michigan? I don't think you can. I think that's why he's there. It's safe up there.
Well, they can ship it in.
Well,
he'll be running down the street in Cleveland. Hey, got my king crab.
Well, no one's going to catch him. Even at this age, I think that Jameis Winston can outrun most supermarket security guards. Cleveland Browns a good potential take. Arizona, I think that's an absolute
Miami,
nuts. Arizona and Miami are out. Arizona's got Kyler Murray. He's going to be their guy until he's not their guy, and now is not the time for him not to be their guy. Tua in Miami, it would be good to have a safety net behind Tua, but I think Daniel Jones wants to go somewhere where he's going to start, and he won't start in Miami unless Tua takes another concussion. We're all hoping that doesn't happen. So I really like the Cowboys or the Raiders out of these choices. 49ers, a close second. The rest of them, for Daniel Jones' sake or for his sake, because he's going to be backing up either any of those three teams. So Thursday Night Football, the Steelers go in. They've got basically, this is an easy win for them against the Browns. And Jameis Winston and the Browns did snow angels in celebration and rocked the Steelers. And this is going to be tough to come back from. I mean, this is the NFL. On any given Sunday, they always say that, but the Browns defeated the Steelers. No one saw it coming. The Steelers were looking unbeatable.
Well, the Steelers, they didn't even see it coming.
No, why would you? It's the fact of the matter is that ever since the Baker Mayfield got shipped out of Cleveland, it's been an absolute disaster up there. And Joe Flacco came in for them last season and made them look good for a little bit, but they moved on. And now they've got Jameis Winston backing up Deshaun Watson. And maybe that's the answer. Maybe Jameis Winston has finally matured enough, because he's got to be in his mid-30s at this point, I believe.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't know the plays by now, you know, he's not going to learn them.
No.
And so I just couldn't believe the Steelers would go up there and blow a game like that.
I agree. You know, the Cleveland, though, they're a team that I believe is a quarterback away from being a decent team. And I didn't think Deshaun Watson was going to be the answer. I definitely don't think Jameis Winston's going to be the answer. I honestly don't believe that Daniel Jones is going to be the answer either, although he may be the best of the answers I just gave.
All he does, you'll find him at every Rick's Cabaret in the world. You know, I mean, that's, if you want to find him, get an autograph from him, he'd be at Rick's Cabaret chasing them skirts.
All right, buddy. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, just remember the name Rex Ryan. He's a-coming.
I can't help but remember the name Rex Ryan. And Rex Ryan, who's been off the carousel for 10 years now, and he thinks that we've forgotten the fact that he's into feet. And that's what ran him off the first time, was his foot fetish. And if you would like to protect yourself from Rex Ryan checking out your feet, what you've got to do is go over to odark30.com and look at those boots. I'm telling you, if you haven't checked them out by now, if I haven't gotten through to you by now, never is there a better chance to go check out the Odark 30 boots, which I promise you, you're going to love. But they have the extra added bonus of keeping your feet extremely safe from Rex Ryan. So odark30.com, go there, check out the boots, save yourself from Rex Ryan, who will probably be the next New York Jets coach, Eddie.
Well, he should be. New York is a great place for him because he's got a big ego and he's a good coach. I think he would be better in Chicago.
He does have that kind of Chicago attitude. But here's the thing about the Jets is that they had such high hopes going into this season because of the fact that they brought in a legend in Aaron Rodgers. And I believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to suit up and play football again next year. And I think if the Jets want him to do it in a Jets uniform, which I think would be very good for the Jets, they're going to have to bring in a legit head coach that knows how to coach veterans. Rex Ryan would be the perfect choice to bring in. Have Aaron Rodgers quarterback for him for one, maybe two more years. 40 and 41, that's late stage. But can you still get something out of a guy like Aaron Rodgers? I believe so. And Rex Ryan's the kind of guy to do it. Robert Saleh probably would have been a great coach to have if you had a young quarterback that actually respected mediocre coaches. And Aaron Rodgers is not the guy that's going to do that. Rex Ryan, he could potentially get the most out of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Rex knows how to build a good defense as well.
Yes.
And he'll bring in a good offensive coordinator to sing and dance with Aaron. And he'll have to keep his little butt boy, what's his name, with the Jets that came over from the Packers to the Jets.
Well, Devontae Adams.
Well, not him. I'm talking about the coach, offensive coordinator. But anyway, they moved him out and put another guy in his spot. And he just didn't say nothing. Aaron just told him, just take a paycheck and be quiet. That's what he told him.
Yeah.
And he's the one that bombed in Denver. Remember, they ran him out of Denver less than a year.
Yeah. Listen, Aaron Rodgers probably brought a guy in with him so he wouldn't be coached. Aaron Rodgers is such a veteran at this point that he doesn't need you to call the offense for him. He's perfectly fine with calling the plays on the field, and you got to let him do it. And that could have been potentially one of the issues he had with Saleh, is that they were trying to tell him how to play football. And I'm sorry, you don't tell a legend how to play football. You let him go out there and play football. There's no way.
That's the problem. They haven't let him play.
Yeah. And now he's got Devon.
They're trying to micromanage a guy who really knows how to operate on the field.
Yeah.
That's what you brought him in to do.
Amen, brother. He's a bit of a personality. I understand that. But one knock that has never been given to Aaron Rodgers, all the outside noise, but one knock has never been he's not good on the football field or at practice. He's always been a professional athlete, and they need to let him be one in New York. And Rex Ryan's probably the kind of guy that can come in there and put his ego in check and understand that to be the case. And Rex Ryan wants to build a defense anyway. So let Aaron take the offense. Rex puts together the defense. You win together. And you and I were at the bar the other day having lunch, and we were discussing how, you know, who wants to go to the New York Jets? Why would you want to go to the New York Jets? Everybody should want to go to the New York Jets as a quarterback, because Joe Namath proved you can get 60 years of fame for winning a Super Bowl as the New York Jets quarterback. You can never go away.
You know, Joe Namath, he still hasn't bought a mill in New York since 1969. That's a long time, man.
That's why you go to the Jets. You win a Super Bowl for the New York Jets, and you are a legend all ever, period, in New York. You can go around. You get the key to the city legitimately. They give you an actual key that opens doors in the city, not a big goofy one that means nothing.
You know, it's just to have the ticker tape parade In the hall, you know, in the canyons, you know, I mean, that's ain't nothing like it, brother. I mean, whoo, yeah. I've seen a few of them in New York.
Well, it's about time the Jets figure out a way to get one, because it's been a very, very long time. Joe Namath, the last quarterback to win a Super Bowl for the New York Jets. And it's
long time.
It's time for someone else to come in there and do it. Let's jump over to college football, Eddie. Ohio State played Indiana today. We were very excited about this because you were under the impression that Indiana was going to embarrass Ohio State. They didn't.
Well, let me tell you, they started off great.
Yes.
They took the opening kickoff, marched right down the field, and got seven.
And then stopped Ohio State on their first drive at the goal line and took over on downs. And it looked like Indiana was going to be able to take it to Ohio State. It looked as though they were the real deal. But here's the thing, is that when you put on the Ohio State helmet with all those leaves on it from all your tackles or touchdowns, you already are, that's the spotlight on you from day one. The spotlight is on you. I think what happened to Indiana today is that they got a legitimate spotlight put on them, and it is hard to play under the spotlight. And Indiana was not ready for it. They made a lot of mistakes. I got a kick out of Eddie, though. If you're following this game on social media, the Ohio State fans were so, so incensed by these Big Ten referees calling no pass interference and not calling holding calls against Indiana. And Ohio State, those poor world famous Ohio State Buckeyes, were getting more penalties called than Indiana. I don't want to hear it from you, Ohio State fans. You guys always get those calls.
I don't eat at Buffalo Wild Wings because I don't want to see a damn Ohio State friggin' flag while I'm eating.
Yeah. Well,
because it's going to make me throw up, because they remind me of Dallas Cowboy fans.
Yeah, it is.
They're just whiny ass bunch of fans bitching and moaning. Why don't you bitch and moan at Jerry Jones, you Cowboy fans, and get us a ball team that the whole state of Texas can say, wow, they're actually from Dallas.
Yeah.
They've ducked their heads and they're gone, them Cowboy fans. They're like the Buckeyes when they lose.
I think the difference with Ohio State fans, because I do have a lot of friends that are Ohio State fans, is that they're legitimately good people that love their school and they have a real sense of pride for Ohio State. And I'll give it to them. But come on, man, if you're going to complain about referees throwing a game against you, you need to go and look at the history books, because you've had a pretty good run of getting really good calls.
I don't even know why they were complaining, because Indiana couldn't cover their wide receivers today anyway.
Yeah. But they were trying real hard.
I mean, they were wide open all day long.
They were grabbing a lot of jerseys, and they were definitely
at number one.
Yeah. There were some pass interference calls that weren't called. There were some holding calls that weren't called. But as every NFL referee and every college football referee has always said, you could call holding on every play. It's the egregious ones that have to get called. And if you're a fan watching your team struggle in the first half, you're looking harder at those plays than the referees are, because it has to be egregious for it to get called in either of those sports.
Well, you saw Indiana today, Jeff, that they can't play with the big boys yet.
No.
I don't care what Cigonetti says, all that. when the big bright lights were shined on them, they couldn't handle it.
That's true. And maybe this was the wake up that they needed, and maybe they slip into the playoff, and maybe they can do some damage in the playoff, because I do believe they're a good team. They looked really good in that first half.
A real good team.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
hats off to them for having a good season and finally facing a legitimate opponent. And, you know, they took one on the chin today, but you get back up, you dust yourself off, and you play the next game, and you hope that you have put on enough of a show this season to get into that playoff, because it's a 12-team playoff this year, and there are a lot of more spots to get in there. Ole Miss will not be taking one of those spots. The SEC is eating the SEC. The Gators in the swamp beat Ole Miss 24-17 today. The Gators looked like the Gators. That's the thing.
Napier has turned them around. And it's like, people need to understand, Napier is a student. He was a coach for Nick Saban at Alabama. This guy's no joke.
Yeah.
Leave him alone and let him build your hell of a program there in Florida, and quit going after all these other coaches that really don't mean anything. They can't win.
Yeah.
Let this guy build you a program like Saban built Alabama.
Well, he'll be there.
And Florida will be back.
Yeah, he'll be there. He's even if the fans want him gone, he'll be there next year. And I think you're right. I think he'll put something together next year. They'll be better than they were this year, and they're good enough to beat Ole Miss this year. So that says a lot. Georgia destroys UMass. Tennessee pounds UTEP 56-0. I mean, those teams are doing what you're supposed to do, winning against the teams that you're supposed to win against, and not playing inside the SEC is very good for SEC teams, because you do see how much different it is, the scale.
Just how damn good that an SEC team is.
Yes. Miami looked like they were having looking a little difficult against Wake Forest in the first half, but they end up winning 42-14. They most likely are sniffing an ACC championship to get into the playoff, because no respect is given to the ACC at this moment, and I don't believe that that's necessarily undeserved. They are not as good as they have been in the past. Miami and Clemson, basically the two teams in the ACC that we should be talking about, and they are the two teams that we are talking about. But Eddie,
it's going to be SMU and Miami. Watch in the ACC playoff.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I forget. SMU slipped out of my memory because I forgot they've survived a death penalty. They've risen from the dead. The death penalty. Listen, we're out of time here, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Twas the holiday season at Total Wine and More. So many friends that you need to shop for. Gifts on the shelves are so easy to find. Just what you love for your loved ones in mind. Your father likes Pinot Noir, Cabernet for your sis. Champagne for a co-worker, never amiss. Now that's a low price, you'll shout out with glee when you shop Total Wine for them and for me.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Oh, I just got to tell you, man, I was over there today with Matthew Small, my buddy. He is the man at Miller's Ale House. And we were watching the games. And Miller's not only great food, but they got screens. They got everything to watch football. And, you know, you love it. I love it. Miller's Ale House. Go over there and grab you a beer, steak, ribs, whatever you want to do. They are really, really, really good place to watch a game. The best place, really.
We got down the list here, and you brought up SMU, a team that I forgot was in the ACC. I forgot that they still had a football team because my last check was that they would never have one again because they broke the rules. But you're right. SMU clinched a playoff spot to play for the ACC championship. And so it's either going to be SMU versus Clemson or SMU versus Miami. The winner of that game is guaranteed a spot in the playoff at the end of the year. You believe it's going to be SMU Miami, and I can't agree with you more. Clemson, though, I believe.
When you talk about SMU, when you talk about them getting the death penalty, isn't it really strange they make a comeback with the year they start NIL paying people?
I don't think that's strange at all, Eddie. The first week of college football this year, we were talking about how the NIL was going to affect college football, and I jokingly said that, you know, all of the teams that were really good at paying players are going to be at the top again, and I jokingly said SMU, and then all of a sudden we're talking about SMU challenging for a championship because they do know how to pay players, and they know how to pay them so well that even when they are told that they will no longer have a football team if they keep paying players, they keep paying players. Yeah, so SMU is in the hunt for a national championship this year, which is really fun for me to see. All joking aside, SMU is a storied program with a lot of history. It's in Dallas, a big city. It's got a lot of Dallas is SMU alum, and Dallas is going to be very excited if SMU is back and competing for championships this year. Texas played Kentucky today, and Texas, they're the best team in the league. I really believe that they are hands down the best team in college football. I know they've taken a loss, and I know that it was looking not so good for a minute there, but I can't take anything away from them top to bottom. I believe they are the best team in not only the SEC, but in college football altogether.
Well, yes, they are. Their backup quarterback will be starting anywhere else.
Yeah.
In the whole college football scene. And that's Arch Manning.
Yeah.
I mean, Huard's, if he goes down, it's not like you got some bum backing him up. You got a 5-star recruit.
Yeah.
And Arch Manning. I mean, they're paying. You know what's really fun about this NIL? They're paying Manning $3.1 million a year. They're paying him more than a starting quarterback. What does that tell you?
It tells me that that they have a lot of faith in the fact that he's not going to be a one and done, and that he'll be playing his junior and senior seasons at Texas and winning national championships. And I don't know if they'll get both years, but they'll definitely get 1 year, full year of Arch Manning, and they most likely will win a national championship while he's either sitting on that bench or under center in Texas. Colorado. It's over. Deion Sanders, no longer. We don't have to talk about him anymore. He goes into Kansas and gets beaten 37-21. It's
an Arrowhead of all places.
Oh, it was an Arrowhead. Yeah. Deion, love you. You're such a great content creator for college football. But why don't you put down the camera and stop getting in front of the microphone and coach and recruit for Colorado, where he says he's staying. He says he's not leaving there. He's going to remain.
Well, something? There's a guy that he watched today, Devin Neal, who's a hell of a running back, and you're going to see him on Sundays pretty soon. He had four TDs and 207 yards rushing today.
Yep.
And this guy is bad to the bone. He's in the legacy of them Gale Sarah guys at Kansas. You know, those great running backs that always used to come out of Kansas.
Yeah.
I mean, Kansas was known to always have great running backs, and he's one of them. And he's going to play on Sunday, and he's going to be a good one.
Well,
remember his name, folks.
Kansas is on the edge of it, but they are still that corn-fed area. So you've got a good corn-fed running back coming out of Kansas. Clemson, 51-14 over the Citadel. No one is talking about them. They're not getting respect. Clemson is a team that arguably, if you take away all of the chaff that is in the top 12 right now, If you just take the wheat, Clemson deserves to be in the playoff. There are three teams in the ACC that I think deserve to be in the playoff, but I don't believe that's going to happen. Clemson may be the team that ends up without a partner for the dance, but it's going to be a tragedy.
You know, that's Trevor Lawrence. That's where he came. He got him he got Dabo Swinney a championship when he was there.
They were competing for national championships forever. I mean, Clemson's a legitimate program. And unfortunately, right now with the SEC bringing in the Big 12 teams and the Big 10 bringing in the Pac-12 teams, those conferences have taken a leap forward. And the ACC is now arguably the third best conference in football. And when you're the third best...
Jeff, I'm got it going through my mind right now about the SEC, and I'm going to tell you why. They got to have three teams out of the SEC. You're going to tell me Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama's not qualified to be in the playoff? You tell me teams that can actually beat those guys.
I believe
there's
that
not many.
if it were up to me right now, any team with two losses or less in the SEC are in. I feel like the SEC is by far and away the most powerful conference. The unfortunate thing for the SEC is that they have to play each other. And
they're just so damn good, all the teams. You look at Vanderbilt. They're no joke. They beat people.
Yeah, and it's top to bottom. It's all of those teams have always been better than the mid-level teams in these other conferences. The SEC is the creme de la creme of college football. And we were talking in between one of the breaks, too. The Big Ten bringing in the top four teams of the Pac-12 has made the Big Ten 1A and 1B with the SEC right now. I still think the SEC is significantly better than the Big Ten top to bottom, but it really, the ACC is going to have to make a move. They're going to have to figure out a way to bring in teams that are better competition for their teams, because you're not going to get away with strength of schedule with Clemson, Miami, and SMU. If they take one loss, they're going to be also ran. You're going to have to win the ACC championship to definitely get into the playoff with one loss in the ACC. Penn State.
You know, the SEC, this year, their inaugural year was 1933, the SEC. And their first champion, you know who it was? Alabama.
All right.
Alabama.
They've got a lot of championships from the 1930s.
It's a historic, conference. It really is. And it's kind of an honor for any school to be in the Southeastern Conference.
It is. And it's legitimately
why not
a great conference. So Penn State, another big team, 10 team, barely, they squeaked past Minnesota. They were trailing a lot of that game, and it looked like Penn State was going to be punching their ticket to one of the lesser bowl games if they lost to Minnesota, but they come back and they beat them. So Penn State looks like they're going to be a team that is in the playoff, if not slightly out of the playoff. They could be the number 13 team, but I doubt it. I see Penn State making the college football playoff. And that wraps up college football for us. We were talking about this before, how every week of this college football season has had incredible matchups. And it's been such an exciting... I was so gung-ho against the SEC expanding and the Big Ten expanding, and I must admit, I was absolutely wrong about that, because this has been very exciting, and I hope that the ACC steps up. I hope that the Big 12 steps up, and we have four really, really good conferences, and the competition can get even better. Because
this has been the best year that for college football in a long, long time. I really love the 12-team playoff. It gets everybody's juices going. Let's see who they get.
It does make it more interesting to talk about how, you know, these teams aren't out of it. You know, it used to be you take a loss and you're like, well, there it goes. Can't win a national championship. Now we're talking about two lost teams making the playoff. And when you make the playoff, all bets are off. It's a whole new season for you.
Right.
You reset. Now, granted, if you go in as the 12 seed, you're going to have difficult matchups going forward. But you're there. You're in. And you have a chance to win a national championship.
Well, as long as you're in there, you got the chance.
Yeah, that is absolutely
true.
It's
up to you to what you do with that, with the deal. I just think those buys with Oregon and some of the other SMUs, if they get a buy and stuff like that, that's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
Because I think if they sit, it's not good for a team. You know, it's kind of like in baseball. You don't need to sit. You need to play.
Yeah, it's been proven in baseball.
In Oregon, yeah, all day long.
Yeah.
And I think it's in any sport, because you cool off. You know, you lose your edge. I'm not playing this week. Oh, so well, I'm going to mosey around, you know. Well, it's not good. You're not edgy. You got to keep that edge.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. Hey, I forgot to mention odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go check out odark30.com.
You know, you're talking about checking something out. The WWE Network will cease operations in Europe on January 1, 2025. That's when their contract starts with Netflix, and they begin streaming all WWE content. And they had a mammoth operation, you know, and that's how they sell out everywhere when they go overseas, because they got all the television, you know, worldwide. And it's just a great operation. But, you know, with their contract, you know, money buys you things that will make you shut down. And $5 billion made them shut it down. It's the way it works.
Netflix is available in Europe. They'll still be able to get all of that content. What's a curiosity, and I wonder if the brass over at the WWE are shaking in their boots a little bit, is that the Tyson Paul fight was on Netflix, and there's already threatening of a class action lawsuit because they failed to stream properly. Luckily, they got everything together by the time that Tyson and Paul got in the ring. I was going to say fought, but it wasn't much of a fight. But they got it together, and it was streaming quite well by the time the main event came up. But there were a lot of issues. I was in a hotel room. I got buffering the whole time in the prelims. And I was really worried about, like, I've been waiting to watch this fight for what seems like an eternity, And it seems as though I may be very disappointed because there's nothing I hate more than watching live sports with buffering.
Right.
When ESPN first took over the NHL.TV, I got buffering. It drove me nuts. When baseball started on ESPN, I got buffering. It drives me nuts. If you can't serve the product, don't offer the product. Hey, Eddie, listen.
Show it, right.
Yeah. We've done this 2 weeks in a row, and it's something we've got to do. So in our last segment, we're going to say goodbye with Jabronis of the Week. But until then, stick around. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
The entire New York football Giants front office, Jeff, is the Jabronis of the Week. Mara needs a clean house. Get him a real general manager in there. Get him people and get him a staff in there who value good players and get him a real coach. You got a clean house, start over, and get it done the right way. Do it like Bill Parcells would have done. He knows and he knew how to create a winner.
So here's the thing, Eddie, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there have been coaches in the past the present, and I'm wondering about the future, where they're just gritty old men. It's a head coach, I feel like, used to be a job that you earned over a career, and it was your final destination was, I made it to head coach. But now we have all of these guys on the sidelines that are younger than me and have reached the pinnacle, and some of them are working out fine. But do you think that allowing, like, taking these young guys and saying they're more players coaches, they're players coaches, the players love them,
that's all BS, man.
I know, it seems to you not be working.
You're talking to grown ass men.
Yeah,
you know, and grown ass men don't take crap from little boys, and they look like little boys trying to be a man, and instead of getting a real head coach that they gonna respect, because they make them respect them. You know, the prime example of a great head coach in the modern day football era is Harbaugh.
Yeah,
with the Chargers, they love that guy. They love playing with him.
Look at a guy like Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick was run out of Cleveland. He coached under Parcells for years. For years, he was a coordinator under Parcells. He finally gets his head coaching opportunity in Cleveland. They run him out of the building. And then he ends up in New England, and he's learned how to head coach. Look at what happens. He's a phenomenal head coach because he learned how to head coach. We're out of time, Eddie. We got to run. It's been a really fun show, but you got to tell him goodbye.
Hey, for Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying see you next week.